We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Given the light of what happened with the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week in Baltimore, what comes to your mind after seeing an incident like this? Is there anything that kind of pops up when you hear of something of this magnitude? I know that maybe in the city of Buffalo there aren't as massive of bridges that are in Baltimore, but still, there are certain things that might go through your head. Is there anything in particular, though?
Yeah, I mean, first off, thoughts and condolences to those in Baltimore. You know, waking up in my line, my field, is an added, you know, gut punch, I'll say. Just knowing the infrastructure, bridge infrastructure, it's one of those pieces of our infrastructure that's very costly, but also very delicate. So waking up, that's the first thing that comes to mind in my mind is knowing that the capital improvements, the investments we put in our bridges, our city-owned bridges, to try to, you know, keep things from this happening, but in this case, just a kind of a freak accident.
Just in general with bridges across the board, whether it's bridges above waterways in the city of Buffalo or bridges above roadways, how often are bridges in the city inspected?
So we have a consultant that we hire that actually does our city, what we call our bridge maintenance. So they stay up on it from year to year. And DOT, New York State DOT, does their line of inspections. And we kind of work together in the sense of if DOT, New York State flags anything, our consultant will review it and we will proceed accordingly. You know, it might be the simplest of maintenance projects that might be $5,000-$10,000. In other instances, we might have projects that come out of it, like our Louisiana Street Bridge, where, you know, we need $20 million to do a full replacement of the bridge.
How would you consider the state of bridges across the city of Buffalo at this time?
The city of Buffalo has our bridges that range, you know, from fair to good condition. We know there's a few out there that that need some investments, and those are the ones we focused on making strides towards investment. I mentioned Louisiana Street before. We have a number of other bridges that are on the radar for continued maintenance, as simple as curb and joint projects. You know, bridge washing projects. We'll be out bridge washing in the next couple weeks here. So we have our low-level maintenance. But we also range to those bigger projects, too, where we're investing quite a bit of money, thanks to city, state, federal levels on our bridges. A few to mention, we just got done replacing South Ogden Street Bridge. South Park Loop Bridge is also coming to a wrap on construction. So we know our bridges range in condition from fair to good. And we're continuing to work through those ones that are on the lower scale rating to get those investments underway.
I mean, heaven forbid anything or anyone ever crashes into a bridge. If that happens to ever happen to be the case and it's with enough force, is there full confidence in the city and engineers like yourself that if that does happen, that these bridges in the city can remain structurally sound and intact to avoid any other unforeseen circumstances?
Yeah, so we designed to a certain structural capacity, obviously, depending on where the bridge is, the loads that might go over it. We design accordingly to all standards. You can only design to a point for standards, though. Obviously, if there's a freak event that might bring unforeseen conditions, obviously, a lot of people know in the 50s, we had our Michigan lift bridge go down. So that's one of those scenarios, freak accidents. Where we had to rebuild an entire bridge that we owned.
And what about any sort of support or any other measures that can help enhance support of a bridge, whether it's over water or on a highway or whatever? Is there anything more in your mind that you think of in terms of adding more support measures in order to help enhance that bridge's structural integrity even that much more?
It's two things. In City of Buffalo specifically, obviously we deal with our ice jams each winter season. A big thing is we do not have any piers that sit within our navigational channel. We have movable bridges that are pierless. So that's been a big thing over time that's helped us avoid, any catastrophic or ice jamming that would then have that trickle down impact to potential navigational traffic. So that's one big piece of it. And the other big piece, and something we're constantly looking at based on inspections, is continued investment. The Ohio Street Lift Bridge, we just got done with a $20 million project to kind of get that up to date in terms of structural, mechanical, electronics. Everything was updated on that bridge. So that continued maintenance, making sure we're on top of it with investments, is the key to do our best to stay up on our bridges.
Nolan, is there anything else that you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
From a Buffalo perspective, yes, we might not have the same bridge types as Baltimore, but we still do our best to kind of keep our ice jams cleared, just for knowing what we're dealing with in the Buffalo region.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.